You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
What was his tip? How was he able to move the rock from the well? What did he do exactly? What did he eat in the morning? What type of cereal? Cinnamon?
Red.
Sorry?
He said red.
Ah, that's just to wake you up. I don't think it gives you a strength. That's para aduma. Yeah. What did he do? You don't want to be strong, not to get up in the morning? Huh? He prayed to Hashem? Yeah, obviously, yeah. What did he do?
He set the alarm.
No, to push the rock, to push the rock. What did he do? She says in the Torah, Vayagel et ha'evin. Vayagel. So what does that term remind you? Vayagel?
To explain.
To explain?
Vayagel is like to explain.
No, that's lehagid. Lehagid, yeah. What did he do? Doesn't remind you of anything?
Yeah.
Okay?
Geula.
Geula. So now here, Vayagel, actually it's from a root, Nagila, Hanenu. You know what Nagila means?
Be happy.
Be happy, very nice. So now, so this term that is used in the Torah, that he was able to push the stone, actually the term comes from Nagila. Nagila means to be joyous, happy. So now, one thing that we learn from here, that Yaakov Avinu Shalom gained such a mighty strength because he was
happy.
He was very happy. Yeah, exactly. Right. So that means, as long as you're joyous, you're happy, you're able to move the stones away, because there's a lot of stones that, you know, come about in the house with the children, you know, Shalom Bayit, Parnasa, you know, as Gemara Sotah brings, one of the seven names of the Yetzer Hara is called Evin. Stone is another term that is used for Yetzer Hara. Why? Because exactly, just like it's such a difficult task to be able to push the stone, that's how the Yetzer Hara is. It got stuck to you, and then it smooshes you. It presses you. That's what the Yetzer Hara is. And then you get frustrated, you blow up, things that you don't know, you know, never happens. Just have it, you know, in the back of your head in case you saw somebody acting like this. You say, you know, you've been attacked by the stone. But here you see that Yaakov Avinu Shalom was able to push the stone away by Yagel from Nagila, that he was joyous. He was extremely happy. And it's very interesting that Rabbi Melech Shalom is teaching us, Gal el Hashem Mishalotecha. He says that you bring about your wishes to Hashem, and then Hashem will bring it forth. What does that mean? So let's say you have like a heavy box. I mean, there's little, stuff in the box. Like, let's say you have some big diamonds, gold, precious stones, very, very heavy. Mono men. Very big stone. How do you carry it?
Carefully.
No, it's very heavy. What do you do?
Divide it?
No, well, first you have to bring it to the right place, and then, you know, You mean you divide the box or the stuff inside?
The stuff inside.
Ah, the stuff inside.
You bring your truck.
Truck, yeah. If the truck is not available, what do you do? What do you do?
We do it with dolly.
If there is no dolly?
We ask people to take it there.
No. So if they find out, Hashem Elohim.
All
right, so the Melech Shalom is teaching us a very, very interesting patent. You know, in life, to carry things, you know, is different options. You know, you lift it up, you break your back, right? You put it on your shoulder, that also is not healthy. But here he says, Gal El Hashem. What does it mean? This term also has another matches. Galgal. You know what galgal means? Galgal? Galgal. Galgal means like a tire, like a circle, right? Le galgal. The Rosh Hashanah says that to stay healthy and happy in life, you have to learn, don't carry the problems. Roll it. Roll it. Push it, roll it, then it's going to go by itself. So that means any matters that comes up to your life, just roll it to Hashem. So Hashem said, you know, it's for you. I don't need it. No, you take it. Why, you know. No, why do you want me to carry it? You know, I'll roll it to you. Say, Gal Hashem. And that's what exactly it says, Vayagel et ha'eben. Yaakov Nalom Shalom says, you know, you want me to push this? Chazvi Shalom. Because you don't want me to get hurt, you know, to push this. It's not healthy for me. So now what I'm going to do, I'm just going to roll it with the intention that you're going to remove it. So what did he do? He used the simcha, the joy that is going to be taken care of, and he doesn't need to worry about it. And that's what the very, very powerful tip in life, that anything that comes up, you just have to roll it to Baruch Shem Olam. He gave it, so now say, you know, you take it back. But obviously, you know, whatever that we need to do to fix it, so then it makes it to roll faster. So obviously, if you put the stone there, so he says, you know, you have to wake up. You do a little push, make an effort, right? Make a little change, and then you see automatic by itself is going to go away.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.